From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
There are no major winter storms on the horizon for the Northeast or New England heading into the first week of February, but with a solid snowpack already in place across interior New England, ski resorts will ensure that the pristine powder already blanketing the slopes remains intact. Despite January temperatures running as much as 6 degrees above historical averages across New England, the winter storms from earlier in the season have resulted in snowpack in excess of a foot in places like Killington and Sugarloaf Mountain. Conditions will be ideal through the weekend for winter sports enthusiasts to plan a trip to hit the slopes. Today, a cold front dipping through the region could bring minor snow accumulations and locally slick conditions from the Adirondacks and Berkshires through the Green and White Mountains, but that will also mean a little fresh powder on the slopes. In addition to the fresh powder, colder conditions are in the offing across the Northeast this weekend. Skiers and any other outdoor enthusiasts will want to be sure they bring the proper attire, as temperatures will range from the teens in some of the mountain bases to as much as 20 degrees below zero in the higher terrain. One other piece of outdoor attire that may be needed across the Northeast this weekend that has probably been gathering dust in recent weeks? Those sunglasses. An area of high pressure is slated to settle over the region this weekend, bringing in dry air and clear blue skies. If vacation plans in the mountains of New England happen to be extended into early next week, there's even more good news on the horizon for you. A continuation of dry weather and seasonably cold conditions is in store into the first full week of February. A slow, steady warm-up will occur as the week progresses. For people passing through the region or natives taking a trip, major storms will affect the area from the Pacific coast, especially California, to much of the Gulf Coast region into next week. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, it's Groundhog Day, and if you've seen the movie Groundhog Day, then you may remember the character Ned Ryerson. Well, there's an article at AccuWeather.com with an interview with the actor Stephen Tobolowsky, who played Ryerson in the 1993 film, about his time working on the movie with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell. Also, several feet of snow is forecast to pile up in the mountains in the west as two storms move through into next week. You can check out that story and a whole lot more at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.